Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's program we have a concert by Gail Pettis. Highlights from this concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot and the Seattle Art Museum. Gail Pettis grew up in Gary, Indiana, in a family of healthcare professionals and musicians. Gail sang in choirs, she studied dentistry at Ohio State, and later taught and practiced orthodontics for 15 years, eventually moving to Seattle in 1996. She got involved in swing dancing and eventually singing jazz. After a few years, she sold her orthodontic practice to concentrate on singing, and she's been at it ever since. She was the feature of an article in O magazine by Oprah. Since becoming a professional singer, Gail has performed literally around the world in the Netherlands, Japan, and Russia. She's recorded two CDs. The first was Earshot's Northwest Recording of the Year and enjoyed international attention, as did her second release, which had a long run on national airplay list. She frequently performs with her own groups as well as the guest with Pearl Jangle, the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, and Jovino Santos Neto. For more information about Gail Pettis, check out her webpage at gailpettis.com. In this performance at the Seattle Art Museum, she's joined by Darren Clendenin on piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Brad Bohl at the drums. But she starts off solo.
Each time I look at you is like the first time. Each time I see you, the thrill is new. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling grows and grows with every sigh. So lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine, oh, how much I love you? The more I see you as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. The more I see you, the more I want you, and somehow this feeling grows and grows with every sigh. You know that I. So it goes. Can you imagine just how much I love you? The more I see you as years go by. The only one for me, the only one for me can only be you. My arm won't free you. My heart won't try.
much I love you, the more I see you. As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My heart won't free you, my eyes won't try. My heart won't free you, my heart won't free you. My heart won't free you, and my heart won't try.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Gail Pettis Quartet in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest.
Disappeared from sight. There's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, 'cause it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect place to park, and there's no moon at all. Well, if we want an atmosphere for inspiration, dear, just one kiss will make it clear. Tonight is right and bright, moonlight might interfere. No moon at all, way up above. Why, this is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Thank you.
Chuck Dierdorf. Thank you. There are all those times when you get the lyrics messed up. Fido's afraid to bark. He's afraid to bite. He can't do anything. The next tune we're going to do is the first tune on my first CD. I'm really excited about doing this tune because I actually left it off of the set list. And Darren said, what about, and it was the title track of my first CD. After the CD release party, I was driving home and realized that somehow I had skipped over it on the set list. So this is a makeup performance of this song because several times I forget to perform it. And then, you know, sometimes when you have a song that you really like, you just feel like you're running it into the ground and you don't want to overdo it. So then as a result, you never do it. One of my very favorite tunes. The reason I love this tune so much is that the lyrics are really, really honest, and you know, it's one of the things that when you read pick a song and you see the lyrics, sometimes they just jump at you as being very, very raw and honest and something that you would sing if you were in this situation, which I hope you're not. I hope you don't have to beg anybody to come back to you. But if you do, then buy the CD and tell them, baby, I dedicate cut number one to you. Anyway. Speaking of the devil, well, here I am. May I come in? Feeling like a lost and lonely land. May I come in? Don't close the door. If before you hear my story. Please let me stay so I can say I'm sorry, so sorry. Sorry that I went out and lost my mind. With someone new. Carelessly I left my heart behind, still with you. What can I do? Standing on your welcome mat, but your welcome is wearing thin. Speaking of the fool I've been, may I please Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're listening to the Gail Pettis Quartet in concert at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot. Gail Pettis is doing the vocals with Darren Clendenin at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Brad Boll on drums. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest.
Darren Clendenin. Mm. Chuck Dierdor. Thank you so much. I'm gonna check the time, or I don't know, should I just ask you? Short one? A short one. Thank you so much. So we will do one final short tune. I don't wanna be short on my thanks to you guys. It's been a wonderful pleasure to be here. And thank you to Seattle Art Museum, Earshot Jazz, KNKX, the wonderful staff and sound crew here, to Jim Wilkie, and especially to Brad Bowl, Chuck Dierdorf, and Darren Clendenin on piano.
Took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. just a shadowy lane. I thought about you. There were two or three cars under the stars. There was a winding street. Moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream. With every stop that we made, thought about you when I pulled down the shade. And I felt so blue. I peeped through the crack and I looked at the track, at the road leading back to you. And what did I do? Yeah. What did I do? What did I
so much. Thank you, everybody. Brad Bowl, Chuck Dierdorf, Darren Clendenin. I'm Gail Pettis. Thank you so much.
Gail Pettis featured in this Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum, accompanied by Darren Clendenin at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Brad Bowl on drums. For information about upcoming performances by the Gail Pettis Group, see Gail's website, GailPettis.com. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to the Seattle Art Museum staff and to Earshot, John Gilbreth, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. The Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum is presented on the second Thursday of each month, 5:30 to 7:30. It's a free concert. Next month's concert on May 10th features Hans Teuber, saxophonist and flutist, and Jeff Johnson on bass. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. Here's a look at some upcoming live performances that are going on today and into next week. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is performing the Duke Ellington Suite Such Sweet Thunder with a couple of actors from Seattle Shakespeare Company this afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. That is already underway, but the show will be repeated on Monday night at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Also this afternoon, Bob Hammer plays solo at Vito's starting at 6. Ruel Lubog Trio has a brand new CD and having a release party starting at 6 at the Wildflower Bistro in North Bend. Jamie O'Brown's Transcendence Group is presented by Earshot. Two shows tonight at the Royal Room, the first one at 7, the second at 9:30. In addition to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's Such Sweet Thunder performance on Monday night, Jacob Zimmerman Quintet will be performing at the Smith Tower Observatory level, and that's part of a series of Monday night concerts celebrating April Jazz Month at the Smith Tower. Casey McGill Quartet is playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia on Monday night. David Marriott's Triskaidekaw Band is playing at Tula's on Tuesday. There's the Owl and Thistle Jam, and Joe Doria presents at the Sea Monster. Wednesday, Michael Van Bibber Quartet will be playing W.J. Mack at Sylvia Center in Bellingham starting at 7. Jazz Night School Big Band Blue plays at the Royal Room, and Wally Shoup will be at Vito's. Eliana Elias opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday night and plays through Sunday. She has a new CD and album release party, Man of La Mancha. Carlos Cascante and Tumbao will be playing at Tula's on Thursday night. Mark Lewis is joined by Randy Halberstadt at the Fremont Tavern. Zoni Mash and Sweeter Than the Day and Robin Holcomb Band together Friday night at the Royal Room. Stephanie Porter Band will be at Tula's. And it's International Jazz Day concert on Saturday night at the Royal Room with Julian Priester, Overton Berry, Eugenie Jones, Bruce Fares, and Devon Lewis. Mark Seal's band will be at Tula's, and there's a Shoro concert at the Wheeler Theater at Fort Worden, presented by Centrum on Saturday night. That concert's sold out. Check the KNKX calendar for other featured events and a complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Monday nights this month, the Smith Tower Observatory's Speakeasy is featuring jazz all month long on Monday nights. And they're sort of tracing the history of jazz, too, with a variety of groups being presented. It's bebop night this Monday night with the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet. Jacob Zimmerman, the saxophonist, with Raymond Larson on trumpet, Jake Svensson on piano, Nate Parker on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums in this recording. This is tuned by Thelonious Monk, called the 52nd Street Theme by the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet.
Thank you.
the Bill Anschell Trio, Bill Anschell at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums, from a new CD titled Shifting Standards. That was Fats Waller's immortal Jitterbug Waltz. Shifting around a bit there. The preceding piece was the Jacob Zimmerman Quintet from the album Swing to Bop, covering that important era in the late 30s and early 40s when the music was shifting radically toward a more modern style from swing. That was a tune titled 52nd Street Theme, which was composed by Thelonious Monk and was kind of the theme song for 52nd Street in New York, where a lot of this hybridization was taking place as musicians from uptown came down and mixed with those from midtown. New music was being developed all the time on 52nd Street. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. We'll finish up today's show with some music from a new CD by Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson, who will be playing on May 10th in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, next month's concert. This is Hans Teuber on alto sax and Jeff Johnson on bass in an old Jimmy Reed song. Jimmy Reed, an electric blues man from, I think, around the 60s, something like that, this tune was appeared. It's called Bright Lights, Big City. Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson. Hans Teuber on alto sax, Jeff Johnson on bass, getting a deep groove going there. That's from their new album, Deuce, just the two of them. And that was Jimmy Reed's song called Bright Lights, Big City. Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson will play the Art of Jazz concert next month, May 10th. If you missed any part of today's broadcast, or if you want to hear part of it again, it's available as a podcast at jazznw.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.